the future of Christianity is punk. That was the headline on the cover this week of the New York Times Sunday Review, the weekly opinion section in America's newspaper of record. The future of Christianity is punk. Imagine a black graphic with praying hands in the center, the Sacred Heart, a rosary, a Bible, and a Gothic cathedral in the four corners. The piece was a little simplistic. The void in society is large, and here are some people who are plugging it by counterculturally attending Latin Mass and praying Compline. But the underlying message has to be part of our own, because it's so clearly part of Jesus's. Peace I leave to you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. We are still this morning in John's 14th chapter, another moment at the Last Supper. Jesus' preparation of his disciples for his death is also preparation for us. We can be good citizens. We can live in a Catholic city. And yet, the peace we rest upon has to be different, has to be more, has to be, to channel our best New York Times editor hat, punk. The church doesn't run on efficiency or survival of the fittest or whatever deep down cultural norms are really driving our country. The church runs on a peace not its own, one received from a man tried of a capital crime in a kangaroo court, one who dies, one who rises. We love our world, but we are more than our world. And for that reason, we try to work for the good of our world. To be Catholic means to be committed to that movement. In many ways, means to be counter-cultural. So where do I place my hope? How do I find my peace? Peace I live with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you.